Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all.
Now, we are Connie and Belle, and we are building a God-centered, purpose-driven life and freelancing business. So, our topic for today's session is all about 5 easy steps on how to make content calendar for social media that can actually generate sales. But before that, let's have an opening prayer. Can you do the opening?
Yes, sure. Let's remember that we're in the presence of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us this past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we're able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, Connie and I, as well as our special guest for tonight, Miss Aika. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we'll continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our brothers and sisters, that we're building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All these we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yay! So our topic again for tonight is about content calendar that generates sales with our special guest. If you're watching us for the very first time, make sure that you click that subscribe button as well as the bell to get notifications because we usually go live 1 p.m. Manila time, Philippine time, Mondays and Thursdays. So Sisbel will share with us what we do during those days.
Okay. Siscons, I'm just kind of OC because I'm seeing that we're not side by side.
On yeah, YouTube. I know.
Okay.
Let's see. I know. I see it.
Anyway, I'll go ahead and share with our audience what we do. Every Monday and Thursday, it's easy to remember, 1 p.m. Manila time. Every Monday, we do our live praise and worship session. So we're inviting everyone to join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Let's all start the week, right, brothers and sisters, by doing this praise and worship session every Monday. So, and then every Thursday, Connie and I talk more about freelancing, about digital marketing, about our work as virtual assistants, and incidentally, we also interview guests from the freelance industry. So if you're interested to learn more about the different niches, the different industries that you're interested in, that you might be interested in, do catch us live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Manila time. So there.
Okay, so hold on. I'm not sure how to set this up. So please do pardon us. We are using a new app. So I think the app is zooming in whoever talks. So please forgive us because I can see it. And now zoom in and the rest are at the side. So please do pardon us. We're using another app. So we're still adjusting. This is the first time. That's why we are starting late because I keep on trying earlier. It's not working. It's going live in another video. Mm. But we're able to do it. Next time, we will try to do something about the pinning in and all. We're both pinned. But whoever talks.
Is it pinned on your... Is it pinned on your end?
Yeah, we're both pinned. Yeah, we're both pinned.
Weird.
I'm not sure why. See? The app is showing who's talking. So, whoever talks a lot.
You click on the bottom part, sis. There's a toggle tile view. Bottom part.
Yeah, I already did that. Let's see. Anyway, kindly introduce our... Oh, by the way, if you want... If you want a workbook to start your virtual assistant business, feel free to visit conniezabala.com/VA book and get to know more information about my book.
So I'm pointing. I don't know where to point.
So please introduce our special guest.
Yes, brothers and sisters, get ready for a special episode of Freelancing with Faith tonight. Our guest is the creative force and social media manager behind Socials with Aika. With a remarkable background, having 12 years of sales experience, Miss Veronica or Aika, Miss Aika's most cherished job title is that of a mother working from home. Join us as she shares her experience and the beautiful balance of faith and freelancing in her journey. So without further ado, here's Miss Veronica or Aika Amaranto.
Hello. Good evening. Good evening where Belle is. Good afternoon to everyone who's watching right now. I'm so honored and I feel thankful and grateful for you guys inviting me here.
It's our pleasure and thank you for the patience because we're using another app for today's session and you're the first guest that we're using.
No, it's no problem. I understand. It's also my work. So, yeah, things like this happen.
Yes, perfect timing again. Anyway, can you share with us your short story? How did you end up doing this? What were you doing before? And how did you learn about it? Share it.
So when it comes to freelancing, I want to share with you my story. Actually, it just started in 2021. And this was during the pandemic. So before the pandemic, my business was thriving. So we're doing good already. But it took a hit on us, so my husband and I had to find new ways to make ends meet because, as you know, the pandemic really did touch a lot of businesses, and our business is one of those businesses. And fortunately, doing our business, we were already doing some freelancing work, like we're doing our own social media campaigns, we're doing our own ads, we're doing our own groups. So basically, those experiences that we had running our own business helped us in becoming a freelancer. And we had to find other businesses using the freelancing skills we learned that we applied in our own business. So my husband actually played a crucial role because he's the first one who became a freelancer. Mm-hmm. And when we were starting back then, what I did was more of a virtual assistant thing. And I help him with the graphic design of his posts, video editing for his clients. I also contributed designing his website, workbooks, and of course, establishing myself. My role back then, I would say more like a graphic designer. And then being in that role, an opportunity came in. I was chosen as a volunteer community manager in one of the group founded by a famous freelancing group owner, which is I can mention names naman, no? I can mention,
sure.
Founded by Mommy MK Bertolfo of FH Mom. So she created a community for creatives, okay? And then I was chosen as one of the volunteers who do the community management. And, you know, I got to love the job there. And because of that experience also, I was able to broaden my social media management and community engagement skills. And I was also doing things like this, like before, I was never invited, but you guys invited me, so I was doing your work. I'm still doing it now, so don't worry, I understand all the back end thing. And luckily, you know, because of being exposed to that community, I was trained as a social media manager with one of the people who is also a trainer in FH Moms, and I was also able to join courses or, you know, buy courses for social media management. So that's my total freelancing career for the past almost 3 years. It's more of the learning stage. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it's like, you know, having a lot of clients or being so successful by having like a 6-digit. It's not like that. It's more of I'm taking things slowly because as what Belle said, I'm more of a full-time housewife than a freelancer right now. Mm-hmm. And I have to balance things because it's not easy, especially if you have kids. I gave birth with my second child 2018. So during the pandemic, she was just growing up. So it's really hard to do freelancing if you don't have help at home. So I have to, you know, control those energy of mine to really be so aggressive in finding the right client or finding lots of clients. So yeah, that's my journey. And this year, this is just the year that I really started working with an international client. And this is under the agency that my husband and a friend of ours own, which is Fly High Email Marketing. So under them, I'm their social media manager. So if they have like clients who need social media management, they pass it on to me. So that's my work right now.
Nice. So it's a husband and wife kind of a working relationship.
So I guess
my follow-up question is somehow related to that. Is it difficult working with,
you know? Because our work with this client is totally different. He's into email marketing and I'm doing the social media. And I'm talking to the founder of the agency. It's not really my husband who's doing all, who I'm talking to. It's more of my friend. So, it's tough. But, you know, you can work things around with good communication.
And you have your own turf, so to speak.
Yes. We don't really do things together because we do it separately. I do my own thing in social media, and they do their own thing with ads and with email marketing.
Nice.
Okay, I was kind of thinking maybe we should have a private session with Aika later because of our special community, you know.
Yeah.
Because we're struggling with our own community. So anyway, I'm sure during those times that you're transitioning, you have some struggles that you went through. Can you share with us what those struggles are and how did you overcome it?
Yeah, I think a lot of moms like me who are doing freelancing at the same time, doing work at home. So the biggest challenge that we do have is time management. And, you know, it's really hard to manage your time, especially if you don't have a helper. And that's what's happening with me. I need to balance housework and taking care of our kids and, you know, alongside my job. So as what I've said a while ago, this situation actually limits my ability to aggressively seek clients, even though, oh my God, I know myself, I can do this like that. So this is where faith and, you know, where God comes into my job as a freelancer. I really need a lot of patience, and I always pray for the Holy Spirit for that. And, you know, prayers in making sure I maintain a very calm approach in both my roles. You know, because I just want to say that I used to run our business. So I was like the lead person back then with our business, because before pandemic, my husband has his own work as an engineer. So I was the one doing the business. So I was so used to do things my way. Like I had to take lead. I had to be so independent from other people. I had to decide on these things. I was so aggressive, and sort of, I can say I'm an achiever. So I sometimes struggle with being impatient, especially when I see that. Yeah, I think you guys can relate. I struggle with being impatient. And when I see that, oh my God, the progress is slow. Yeah, and you know, when you see posts of other freelancers that they have this kind of wins, and you know inside, you know, oh my God, I can do this. But because of the role that I've accepted as a mom, as a full-time mom, I have to be more patient and to, you know, tone down my aggressiveness and tone down myself, or else there will be fight.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, it's the family that's at risk when I do more when it comes to freelancing. So
is it safe to assume that you've learned a lot about yourself during this transition?
Yes, so much. I mean, before I never knew my weaknesses, but now oh my God, I now know, oh, I'm so weak when it comes to this, or oh, I'm the kind of person pala who cannot accept criticism right away. So those things, they just magnified during this transition. And, you know, it was an ordeal for me, especially that aside from this, I'm also going through a lot of emotional turmoil and transition and, you know, trying to cope up with what's happening around us. So, yeah. Just a roller coaster ride. Self-discovery, roller coaster ride of emotions. And, you know, takes a lot of patience and prayer time.
Yeah, and it's really humbling, you know, especially knowing where you just came from.
Yes. I've been doing business for 12 years. So I've been doing things myself, and I've been like being my own boss. And, you know, I've been running my business with people around me. So managing people also under my team. So going back to being like the starting point again in my life, especially when it comes to freelancing, I would say it's really a struggle to be humble enough to be, you know, to listen to people who are younger than you.
Yeah.
Especially freelancing. People who I work with who are mentoring me are like 10 years younger than me. So I'm almost in my 40s, and you know, the people who are teaching me are like in their 20s. So for me, it's a humbling experience. But you know, if you have this attitude that you're teachable, and you know, and you're aware of yourself that, you know, I have to be in this position right now, then it will make things easier. It makes things lighter.
Yeah. If I may share, I told Sis Cons that I used to be so active in FH Moms, inside FH Moms.
Really?
And I was sharing with her, why do I have to listen to MK, who's like in her 20s back then? So, so that it takes a lot of, you know, humility to really listen to this.
Yes. When I was working with Mommy MK, it wasn't really hard for me because at the back end, she was really nice. And, you know, she gave me all the freedom that I need to run the community that I'm running now with her. But the thing is, sometimes at the back of my, oh my God, she's only 20 plus and I'm this. And, you know, I'm working for her. But, you know, it's for me, I took it more of as a blessing because, you know, as a freelancer who as a businesswoman who transitioned to freelancing, I have to learn how to be humble enough to listen to people, to different type of people, not just consider what their thoughts because of their age. You know, I'm at the point in my life now that I have to be open to a lot of things. And we have to accept the fact that the generation that they have right now, the Gen Zs and the millennials, they're so fast. You know, they're so fast to adapt and they're so fast to get success because maybe they don't have family like us or, you know, they don't have kids.
Who are always cautious. Like,
they have all the time. They have all the time. They have all the resources now compared to us. I remembered when we were doing our business and when we were doing like ads, we had to study. And unlike now, there's so much resources out there. So much community like this who's teaching people about freelancing. Before, you have to pay like X amount of money to learn.
So for our brothers and sisters who are listening, especially those who are transitioning from the corporate world into the freelance world, be open, be humble enough to listen to mentors. Like, even if you think that they're so young and not worth listening to, just trust the process.
Yes, because they went through it. The process and they got results, so we just have to listen to them. And you know, if it's something that we can adapt, let's just adapt it. If it's something that we cannot adapt because of our circumstances, like I'm a mom and I cannot do what those Gen Zs are doing, like doing lots of dance in TikTok or doing lots of content. I cannot do that. So, you know, adapt what you can according to your age or according to what you want, but. You know,
and we're still catching up with the acronyms, you know.
Sometimes we have this like chat box where there's a lot of freelancers, and the Gen Zs or the millennials are having this what you call acronyms. And sometimes, what does that mean?
Connie is laughing. Oh,
yeah, she can relate. She can relate. What? I promise, I don't know what TMI means. So,
but now you know.
Now I know. Oh, that's TMI. Oh my God. It doesn't look like as if I don't know, but really, I don't know those terms. So any terms like that, oh my God. And I'm so shy to ask them.
For our viewers out there, whether you're watching on a replay or right now, share your thoughts with us. Don't be shy. And we hope that you're learning something, even if we're just like chatting here. There are many pointers to remember here, especially if you belong to our age, you know. So,
not yet the golden age, guys. We're still in the, you know,
on the young age.
We're still young. Young at heart.
Anyway, I think we're going to the one last question before our main topic. Yes. So what is, I know you have a lot of blessings since you started this freelancing, but what is the biggest blessing since you started, since you decided that this is what I will do, aside from, of course, your priority is becoming a mom and a wife?
Yeah. I think the biggest blessing that we have here is being able to still spend time and do my duty as a mom. And aside from that, working and earning to sustain the needs of our family. And what I can say is not everyone has a chance to be in this position where we are right now. there are still a lot of people who are working in the corporate world who are moms who have to go out of their houses, leave at dawn and be back late at night because of the traffic. And you know, for me, the biggest blessing of being in the freelancing industry is that you can really set your own time and you can really focus on what's more important, what role you consider more important. So as for me, as what I've said, I'm not getting lots of clients right now because I know for a fact that I cannot accept them, even though I know with my skills, I can do a good job serving them. But I chose to serve my family first and my kids first. But because of freelancing, we get to still send our kids to private schools. We get to eat 3 times a day. So those little things are, maybe for others it's big, but for me, it's really a blessing to be in this industry. And also, same with my husband. He's no longer working the corporate world and he's also doing freelancing. So both of us are at home. And you know, the kids are seeing us. The kids can talk to us. My son suddenly talk about his anxiety at school. But you know, some kids, they don't get to talk those things with their parents. With my son, he gets to open up with me. And that's, for me, is the biggest blessing to be in this industry.
We should have invite her the husband, couple. Like us husband.
Yes! Like I don't know. Interview.
Oh my God, I don't know if he would go with that. Yeah, we'll see.
I still have, since this is Freelancing with Faith, I almost forgot to ask. Can you give a certain situation where you felt that God is leading you? How do you connect your freelancing to how God is speaking to you or guiding you on what you should do when you're in this industry?
Yeah, I want to share the verse that will always remind me of always trusting in God's plan. This is from Jeremiah 29:11. I know a lot of people relate to this. The verse, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and the future." The reason I love that verse is because it always go back to my experience, to my transition from being a businesswoman, business leader, to transitioning to freelancing. You know, at first, I didn't understand because the business that I was holding, I took care of it for like 12 years. And then suddenly, it slowly died down. And, you know, sometimes it took time also for me to understand what's happening. It's like during those times when I was doing the business, a lot of times it was God. I know it was God blessing me in that business. But when he took it away, I took it a bit, you know, I took it a bit bad. Like I even asked him, which most of us do that maybe at the point of our life when we lose something, I ask him why. But you know, when I started thinking about things and when I started opening my mind to this industry, I know that this industry is booming right now and it's gonna boom more in the next few years. And I think God's plan is perfect. And, you know, always thinking about God being in control of my life. Because there was a point in my life that I felt like I was the one controlling my life, but it's not. So I think it's always remembering that God is in control of our life. And, you know, we just have to trust in Him, trust in His plans. Because I think what His plan has, we might not understand it right now, but it's the best for us. Yeah, mm-hmm. So... That's how I see things now. That's why it's easier for me to accept the change. But honestly, you're talking to me at this point in my life where I was already able to accept it. If you talked to me 3 years ago, maybe the sound or the tone that I have is different.
Yeah, I actually have a follow-up question about that because I know that there are people here. It's easy to say that let God take control and all, but I think the next question is how would you let God take control of your life? Is it not to do something? Is it, can you at least give one
you know
example?
What? Sometimes, this is from my experience. I was too hard-headed or stubborn with the change that was happening with us. So God had to put me in a position wherein it was too hurtful already that I have to let go. And sometimes it happens. If you're, I wouldn't say there's a process, but because of my stubbornness, because of my not letting go of the past, because of me not accepting what He is giving right now, He made things more hurtful to the point that there was this moment that I said, okay, God, it's on you now. I give up. It's on you now. I don't have any control anymore, because I was going through depression also. I was at my lowest point. So if you get to that point in your life, you would really give up. The problem with people who are going through depression without God in their life is they go to the extreme, which sometimes they end up in suicide. But for me, the good thing about having a relationship with God, even if I was going through that moment, it was different, because God will really let you feel His presence, and God will really push your heart, and you know, He will really make you decide to give up those stubbornness, those pride, those things that's holding
control.
You back, those control that you used to have. And yeah, I hope that doesn't happen to other people also. Sometimes it's more hurtful if you're stubborn and if you don't. Yeah, it's
like you prolong the agony.
Yeah, it would hurt more if you are stubborn in following His plans for you. But, you know, if you have enough prayer time, another thing is this, what helped me is prayer time. I really have to pray all the time, because right now we are exposed to a lot of things in social media, and a lot of temptations comes in, like envy, jealousy, or even self-pity, because, you know, of where we are right now. So maybe a prayer time. I'm a Catholic, so I also do confession whenever I feel like there's really heaviness in my heart already. And you know, when depression is coming in already, I know now that, you know, oh my God, I need to go confess. So it's prayer time. It's spending time with the Lord, confessing your sins as much as possible, and, you know, and trying to go back again and wake up again and, you know, hope again that tomorrow will be better.
Amen. Thanks. Amazing. Thank you for sharing. And it's something, actually, it's really something that it's hard to explain, brothers and sisters.
True.
Sometimes we feel like we're talking alien here, but
yeah.
but it really works. Like you will feel that you're not alone. So that's the key there.
Yeah. Prayer. Yeah. The prayer time is so crucial. And, you know, and communities like this, or groups like you, what you're doing, guys, are so good, because, you know, I feel like in the freelancing world, there are two people. There are freelancers who do things and who try to control things their way. But if you have seen some posts in FH Moms or in some freelancing, people who are not yet there are getting depressed, are getting, you know, and it's so sad to see that. Why? Because they're trying to control things. They're trying to control the pace of their freelancing career, which supposed to be, it should not be like that. It should be more on, let's work, let's find a client, but at the end, let's pray to God and have faith that He will give us the kind of client that is fit for us, or that will help us grow or give us financial income. So yeah.
Yep.
I hope that's how the freelancer should put faith in this career, because just doing this by yourself and thinking you're in control, you will always feel depressed, because there will always be people who are
out.
Yeah, there will always be people who will be better than you and who will get the gig and who will get the client. So you just have to have faith at the same time.
Yes. Oh my goodness. We hope our viewers are learning something from this. We don't need to have, you know, enough title for this kind of things that you learn. We just hope that you're listening or watching right now and learn from this, because you don't see this type of conversation everywhere or just anywhere. So we hope that you are getting something from this. So let's move on to the next session, which is about the 5 easy steps on how to make content calendar for social media to generate sales. So we will be at the side. So take it away.
All right. Let me just share my presentation. Okay. So for those starting as a freelancer, I'm not sure if is the presentation sharing already.
Yep, we can see it.
Okay. So for those starting in social media management as your niche or your service in freelancing, I'll just give you a tip on how to create your content calendar that generates sales. Now, I know a lot of people already or guru are already teaching you guys about this, but sometimes what lacks is the sales part. Okay, it's so easy to create content online, or so easy to create content that is visually appealing. But the problem is when you try to get a job as a social media manager, it's very important that you show your client the end point or the end result of your job. And that is sales for them. Whatever it is that they are offering, it could be a service, it could be a coaching course, it could be a product. So whatever it is, the end point is when you try to make social media content for these people or for those businesses, that should generate sales. So the first step that you need to do is research. 80% of your time should be given on this. Some people who go to social media management, they lack research. That's the reason why they don't, they are not able to create content that really thrives audience engagement or get people buying products from them. So yeah, you need to do research first, because you have to understand the audience that your business is trying to attract. You have to know what your competitor are doing, what's the trend right now. And depending on the platform that you will use, you have to make sure you research what's the algorithm or what is that platform doing currently. So how do you do your research? You have to survey your audience. So for example, your audience is in Facebook. Join a Facebook group where your audience is at, and then try to see what their problem they are talking about, or what are the things that they're buying, or what are the offers that they are looking for. And you can also analyze current trends. So for example, you do Instagram for a client, you explore the feeds, what reels are popular right now, what content are getting more engagement. So this is what I did with my client before I went in and planned my content with him. What I did was check out the brand or his competitor and see how it is doing online. And through that, I was able to get insight and I was able to do the next step, which is creating a content pillar. So after conducting your research, I tried to organize my thoughts. And next is you create a content pillar, which will serve as the foundation of your brand's social media strategy. So with a content pillar, you will have, it will actually help you ensure your brand's consistency, relevance, and efficient use of resources. So this is the example, this is the sample of what I really do. This content pillar here on the side, as you can see, inspire or about my journey, engagement, testimony. These are the main type of content that I do for my client. And as much as possible, I align it with the client's brand values. I make sure that it drives consistency. It enhances brand recall. Just a short story. Before I got my client or the client that I have right now, I checked out his social media and I saw when I was doing the audit that his brand was not as consistent as it should be. So when I started doing my own thing, my own strategy with him, it really helped him when it comes to brand recall, because I made sure everything is consistent, the color, the fonts, even how he talks to the audience. I have to use his tone of voice, all those things. So it has something to do with creating that content pillar. And step three, once you create your content pillar, you gather and prepare your assets. So if you are a freelancer doing social media management, ask your clients for assets. This is so important because it encompasses the visual and textual elements, especially the images, videos, and copies for your social media posts. I just can't emphasize much, but visual appeal matters, and you should always have diverse content types. And the branding should be consistent as well. Okay, so it's also your job to curate high-quality images and videos and learn how to write engaging captions. Because again, there's this three-second rule already when it comes to social media content. Most of the time when we scroll content, we are captivated with content that have a strong hook or a strong caption or a strong visual appeal. So it's getting a bit more competitive right now. So you really have to make sure to train yourself in creating assets that will appeal your audience right away. Now, after that, you decide and you focus, what platform are you going to use? Or if you're doing your service as a freelancer, what kind of platform can you do or can you help your client with? For example, for myself, I only do Facebook and Instagram as for now because that's my experience. My experience was doing Facebook and Instagram. But I don't really try to put myself in a position wherein I have to do all the social media content for my client. So I actually choose the client that I talk to as much as possible. And then why? Because it will actually help you create content that is tailored for that platform. It's so hard to create content to all social media platform as we have so many platforms already. So deciding and focusing on the platform, and also you decide and focus on what type of content you'll do. So for example, how many reels are you gonna do this week? How many stories are you gonna do? Are you gonna do carousels? So all of these are in the planning stage. Okay. And you should have like a content calendar schedule for that. And lastly, step five, you have to create and you test your content. So after research, after gathering all their assets, creating the content, now you need to test them. Okay, so you have to implement the content plan. By the way, I just have to emphasize it. Don't overthink your content. Before, when I didn't have an experience, I used to overthink things. I have, because of the graphic designer innate quality that I had, I was so OC when it comes to designing, but now it's different. Because what I do now is I try to analyze the analytics from what I did. And when I see that it gets good result, whatever is the design, I make sure that I repeat it or I iterate it again, okay? And I also try to test different types of content. So it's very, very important to test and to also use your analytics when you are creating content for your client, okay? And just want to share with you some of the results of what I did with my current client. So before, they were already doing good, but because of what I did, and also what our agency did for them, this was the result after. So what made me happy was the sales part, because they had they're very active in Facebook, but in Instagram, I saw that the engagement there was low, the visuals there was low, there was no branding. So, you know, I changed all of that. And what's so good is the sales. After 3 months of doing social media content with them in Instagram, I saw the difference in sales. And that's what's important when it comes to social media management, is to help your clients get more sales, right? And so because of analyzing the content before, because of researching, because of all those steps that I did, we were able to generate results for his Instagram. Okay, from having just like 58 pounds of sales to 2,000 plus pounds of sales, which is already a good amount of money for his business. Now, to summarize, we're almost done. You have to research, create your content pillar, you gather and prepare your assets, you decide and focus on what platform to use and what type of contents are you going to make, you create and test. To wrap it up, nailing your social media game with smart planning and understanding your audience is like laying the groundwork for a successful business dance. So it's not just being seen, guys. It's about creating connections that will definitely lead to sales. And bonus part, here are the tools and apps that I use in planning content. For me personally, I only use Google Spreadsheet, Google Drive, Canva, Meta Business Suite, CapCut, ChatGPT. And the other things here, I tried using them, but you know, I'm a very simple social media manager. That's why I try to do things. And again, as what I've said a while ago, time is so crucial with me. That's why I try to do things the most simple way that I can. So yeah, that's it. By the way, if you are watching this, please follow me at Socials with Aika. It's a very new page. That's why there's less followers. But, you know, I am trying to do more content there about social media management for Instagram and Facebook. So that's it. Thank you so much for allowing me to share this one.
Yay! Oh, no, how can I go back? Oh, there.
Oh, yeah.
For our viewers, we are using Jitsi. That's the name of the app, for the very first time. So please pardon us. When it comes to screen sharing, it does that sometimes. Sometimes it zoom out, and then sometimes it goes like that. So please do pardon us. I'll still have to figure that part out, but we hope you've learned something, because we're feeling guilty again with our guest is teaching us
when it comes to, you know, repurposing content and all and maintaining a regular social media calendar.
Yeah, it's hard, but you know, let's just try what we can do.
Yeah. Funny that we can do that for our clients, but for ourselves, that's
just for myself. I'm guilty, yeah, with that. As you can see in my social media page, it's not as consistent as it should be, because my time is more for the client.
Oh my goodness. So, okay, let's move on to the next part of this session, which is the fast Q&A. Sis Belle, you go ahead and take it away.
Yay. So this is the fun round. So we'll get to know Miss Aika more.
All right.
Through these questions. All right. So first question, yeah. Cake or pie?
Cake.
Able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
Able to speak to every language in the world.
Last movie or series you watched?
Loki.
How about your LSS? The last song playing on your mind.
Oh my God, it's a Korean song. That's Okay by D.O.
Teleportation or flying?
Flying.
Last book you've read?
Oh my God, it's been a while since I read a book, actually. I cannot remember anymore. That's how long it is.
It's okay. No judgment.
Yeah.
The top three people that you follow.
Top three people that I follow. Yeah, MK Bertufo. I follow them. John Pagulayan. Yeah, those are freelancers. And who else? Abby Haller. She's like an international Instagram guru. Yeah. Mm.
Okay, next, paper or plastic?
Paper.
Summer or rainy days?
Summer.
Favorite day of the week?
Fridays.
BJIF, ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Beg for forgiveness.
Last but not the least, if you could have a face-to-face conversation with God and ask Him one question or say one thing, what would it be?
Thank you for my life.
Oh, so that concludes. And thank you for your presence. Yeah. That concludes our fast Q&A round. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yay. So by the way, Justin commented and he said, wow, that was a very good explanation. Thank you for teaching me so much today. Love your 5 steps. And thank you for your tools and apps. You answered a lot of questions I had.
Wow, with that short presentation. Thank you, Justin.
Yeah, we wish we could have, you know, more time. Maybe next time. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Just tap me.
Any last message to our aspiring freelancers?
What? For all freelancers right now who are, I can relate to those beginner freelancer because I myself is still in that stage. So for those transitioning to freelancing or who's thinking about doing freelancing, first, just, you know, take things one day at a time. Don't rush yourself to become like a 6-figure freelancer tomorrow. No, it's not like that. Try to learn things slowly. Try to also experience things and be able to work for free. Like for me, because I was able to volunteer and work for free for people who are really at the top of their game already, this taught me on how I should also approach my freelancing business and also always come from a place of help instead of, you know, coming from a place of earning money. Always come from a place of help as a freelancer, or whatever it is that your skill or whatever it is that you have as a freelancer, whatever it is that you can offer, be that person who can help somebody or who can help a certain business. And, you know, always pray for guidance. Always decide, not because it's something that you are in control of. Always remember, you are not in control of everything. Let God do his thing also in your life. Let him hold you, especially during the times that you cannot hold yourself anymore. So that's it. That's my message for the freelancers out there.
Yay. Thank you. Anything you'd like to promote?
Oh, yeah. I just want to promote my page, which is fairly new. I just made it like 2 months ago. Socials with Aika and my Instagram socials. See, that's how inconsistent I am with my own business. So yeah, socials with Aika page and Instagram. Since I'm promoting it now, I will be consistent with my post and, you know, with what I can do to help people. And also, shamelessly plug my husband's agency or business, which is Fly High Email Marketing. Together with our friend Michelle, we are helping businesses with email marketing as well as social media marketing. So if you guys need help when it comes to this one, feel free to, you know, send me a DM or send me a message in my socials. Thank you.
Yay. So you're officially announcing it to the world. Your social media accounts.
Yes, so it's okay.
No turning back.
Yeah, that's why I need to start making my own content again.
I actually shared one Facebook link here in the description in the live session. This is the link that Aika shared with us, but we will update it if she has other pages so you can connect with her.
Sure.
There. Again, if you want to learn more about how to start your virtual assistant business and have your own workbook, feel free to visit conniezabala.com/VA book to get to know more information, because this one is available here in the Philippines. This one is from the Amazon. And the rest is audiobook and ebook. So feel free to visit and get your copy.
Yeah.
There. Yes. So let's have a closing prayer. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with, and their loved ones. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. There, thank you again, Naika, for joining us and for saying yes. We look forward to having you again soon.
Yes, so, you're welcome.
For our viewers, if you're watching on the replay, you can still ask your questions. We will relay them to Aika so that she can answer you directly in your comment. So we hope to see you on Monday for another live praise and worship session. We might be using this app again, plus, but please, please, please do bear with us. We're still adjusting. And have a blessed week, everyone. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Belle. We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.